So let's begin with the first meditation, the art of allowing everything to be as it is. And the first and most crucial step in the art of meditation is to relax. So let yourself assume a posture of sitting that's very comfortable, that's very relaxed, where you don't have to strain to stay in the posture. Connect for a moment with the sense of breathing. Just notice that you're breathing. Take a moment to just allow yourself to feel the body breathing in, breathing out. Open to your senses. Allow yourself to listen. Come into a very simple but deep state of listening. And we listen not only with our ears, but we listen with our entire body. We listen with our feelings, with our sensations, with our ears to sound. We listen to silence. As contradictory as it may sound, the art of meditation is to let go of the meditator. So the meditator is that part of you, that aspect which would be trying. The meditator in you would be trying to still your mind or follow your breath or trying to attain a certain state. The meditator is that part of you that's trying to make something happen. The meditator is that part of you that may have heard about or learned about meditation and how to do it and what it's supposed to be. And so the first movement of true meditation is to begin to let go of the meditator. Let go of the one who's making effort, of the one who's trying to change, or the one who's trying to meditate well. Reconnect with your being. Reconnect with your body. We're simply allowing everything to be as it is. Not trying to change anything. As you begin to let go of the meditator, to let go of effort, your mind may feel a little disoriented because there is nothing for the meditator to do. When the meditator is not struggling, not trying to do it right, not trying to attain, this opens up the experience of allowing everything to be as it is. In the absence of the meditator, everything is simply as it is. And this becomes the beginning of true meditation. So what happens when we allow things, when we allow everything to be as it is? This is the question we're living with in meditation. This is our investigation. Not in our minds, but in our bodies, in our senses, in our own experience. It's a question without a conclusion, without an answer. We're actually living the answer. What happens when we allow everything to be as it is? What happens when there's no strategy, no intervention, no discipline? So take a moment to check in. Ask yourself, am I allowing everything to be as it is? Just check in with your whole being, with your whole body. Just ask yourself, am I really deeply allowing everything to be as it is? When you check in this way, you may notice that there are certain points of tension, a felt sense in the body of where a certain tension or anxiety may be. This is simply the body's way of telling you that you're not allowing everything to be as it is. So if you have a point of tension in the body, right where the tension is, just allow it to be as it is. If you feel any sort of restlessness, just open to the experience. Allow restlessness to be simply as it is. Because we are exploring, you are exploring in your own experience, in your own being, in your body, what happens when you allow everything to be? What happens when you allow the meditator to relax? What happens when you let go of effort? Check in with your own experience. And see what happens when you let the me relax out of the center of awareness. Allow yourself to feel that relaxation. You may notice that when you relinquish control and effort, that a spaciousness comes into awareness, a sense of openness. The simple absence of the controller, the absence of the meditator, is the experience of tremendous openness and a sense of presence. And you can feel this openness, and you can feel this sense of presence. There is nothing to understand. Just open to that presence. If the meditator comes in and asks, "Am I doing this right?" Just notice it. Just notice it as an effort to control and just let it be. Don't push any thought away. Don't push any feeling away. Everything arises within the openness of awareness. Thought may arise occasionally, it may not. You may find that a thought may arise that thinks that it's very, very important that you think about. But just realize this is simply thought, and relinquish control in a deeper and deeper and deeper way. Because remember, all we're doing is exploring what happens. We're exploring this question for ourselves. What happens when we let go of effort, of control, of the meditator? And so you just watch what happens. Watch without conclusion, without commentary. Watch without analysis. Allow yourself to connect with that felt sense of being, of presence. This is a natural state of awareness, an awareness that does not require effort or straining. We are all naturally, fully aware. Notice that awareness is functioning without any effort. And in awareness, there is a deep sense of stillness. An ocean of quiet. A stillness and quiet that is not in resistance to any part of experience. This stillness is an invitation. Simply to abide in the stillness. In this presence of awareness. recognize that it's the core of what and who you are. Just about the time you think you've relinquished all control and all effort, you'll find a deeper level, a deeper opportunity to relax, to let go into body, to let go into presence, to let go into silence. There is almost no end to this letting go. So if your mind wanders, just come back to the remembrance that all we are doing is exploring what happens when we relinquish control, when we relinquish self-striving and self-centered efforts. We are simply living with the question, what happens when I allow everything to be as it is? Bring your awareness back to now, to the present. Notice what it feels like to be outside of thought. What does it feel like to be the space in which thought happens? Notice what it feels like to be the space in which the body moves and breathes. It's not so difficult if you take a few moments to explore instead of trying to attain, to explore for yourself with your own authority what happens when you relinquish control, when you allow everything to be. What happens when you don't make effort? What happens when you meditate without the meditator? Without the controller, without the one who's trying to do it right. It's very telling that when you let go of the controller, even let go of the one who's trying to be still, the one who's trying to be quiet, that there's a totally natural occurring state of stillness. You start to experience your natural state, a state of being which is completely uncontrived. It can be surprising when you start to realize that everything your mind is trying to attain, the peace, the stillness, the presence, everything the mind, the meditator is trying to get to is actually already here, naturally occurring, needing no maintenance at all. So so you can start to taste, to touch upon your natural state. Because natural means that which is uncontrived, uncreated. A state which is not manufactured through effort, through thought, through control. And simply by resting in your natural state, you can be taken beyond the identification of mind to the open space of awareness, of presence. We can rediscover the light within ourselves that was never really lost.